Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. This weekend, we're talking about water issues facing Tuolumne County, joined by a pair of leaders from the Tuolumne Utilities District. We have General Manager Ed Pattison and District Engineer Eric Johnson. And General Manager Pattison, I'll pose the next question your way. Can you explain a little bit about TUD's infrastructure, how it gets its water, and where it all comes from?
Yeah, BJ, I'm glad to talk about that. This is a very unique system. Most of our community knows, and you probably know, BJ, it's really a collection of a lot of small developments that have been designed and built post-World War II era, even but predating that for City of Sonora and on. And there's a lot of old aging infrastructure. We have about 14 water treatment plants, plus or minus, depending on the day, over 80 water storage tanks, numerous pump stations to pump uphill, and then pressure-reducing valves on the downstream side to keep from blowing up valves in people's faucets on the bottom of the hill. We have numerous lift stations. You know, so these systems are scattered across Tuolumne County, and it's a very expensive type of system to operate. As people may know, Tuolumne Utilities District was created in 1992, consolidating two county water districts. And with that came a lot of this infrastructure that was already aging, crumbling, and undersized in terms of pipeline dimensions and diameters. There's a story there. I mean, a lot of these developments weren't really intended to be permanent residences, but as you know, since probably the 60s, 70s, and 80s, a lot of people are making the beautiful Tuolumne County their permanent home. And so Tuolumne Utilities District, after its formation in 1992, has really been looking for ways to upgrade these facilities, to do so in a way that expands the diameter, the integrity, the efficiency, the longevity. But what comes along with that is enormous amount of money. Anytime you're talking about infrastructure upgrades in terms of roads and bridges and pipelines and these kind of things, it's enormously expensive. And what doesn't work well for us is that we have poor economy of scale. What we have is we're fortunate if we have 100 ratepayer connections per mile, whereas if you go into the metropolitan areas of the Valley or even the Bay Area, you have over 1,000 connections per mile. So the economy of scale in the metropolitan area is great. Here it's poor. So we struggle with trying. We know we have a couple $100 million in infrastructure needs, and we know there's not enough funds to be able to do what needs to be done. So we have to be very efficient and prioritize. How do we step through from where we're at under the progress that's already been made, and how do we get to where we know we want to go? So that's why that strategic planning, the capital improvement planning, and each year's budget is so critically important. And it is a public discussion. And so we've done that as a board of directors and the management team, along with staff, with the public, to begin stepping through that. So that's where we're at right now. The Treated Water System Optimization Plan was done a couple of years ago, really identified a methodology by which we could reduce those 14 water treatment plants that are scattered all over Tuolumne County and reduce them to two regional water treatment plants, thereby consolidating these numerous labor-intensive treatment, smaller treatment plants into more of state-of-the-art efficient regional plants. Okay. And then we're also looking at trying to consolidate these 80 water storage tanks down to something more manageable, like 40, where they're more centralized, they're larger, they're easier to operate, and it would enhance the efficiency, the redundancy, it would improve labor costs. We wouldn't have so many trucks driving all over the county, expending money on vehicles and fuel. So we really believe that's the future. And so Eric can talk about the Sierra Pines Regional Water Treatment Plant. We're really excited about that. We've just completed 30% design on that. We have environmental done, and we're going to be looking at, once that gets into design construction, then we'll be looking at Sonora Regional Water Treatment Plant and also the Sonora Regional Wastewater Treatment Plant. So with that, I think I'll hand this over to Eric to talk a little about what does the regionalization mean and how does that connect to the grid of water distribution.
Like Ed referred to the economy of scale, an easy math exercise is if we have roughly 14,000 connections and we have 14 surface water treatment plants, you have on average 1,000 connections per water treatment facility. Oh, that's just grossly inefficient. I mean, you look anywhere in the valley where you actually have more population. City of Modesto, they may have 70,000 on one facility, and yet we have on average 1,000. And really, that understates it because Sonora, our largest system, takes the lion's share of those 14,000 connections. So the economy of scale is even worse. And what Ed's referring to when he talks about Sierra Pines is that the district acquired the parcel known as Sierra Pines. It's the old former golf course up at the confluence of what we call the Section 4 ditch and the Tuolumne Main Canal, very close to the fishing access that PG&E maintains on the main canal. That site is just critical. We've talked about it many times. Its location is at a high point in our system. It's at the confluence of the raw water conveyance system, so we can serve the maximum number of our customers by gravity, which is efficient and less susceptible to the power shutoffs. It's also a site that has very high water quality. As you move down through the ridge line and down through the watershed, you're susceptible to more and more pollutants from development. And we feel we could consolidate approximately 8. Depends on how the architecture of the distribution system is laid out, but we could consolidate 8 different water treatment plants at one location. In addition, the county has approximately 90 to 100, I think, is the latest tally of private mutual water companies that are run really by hardworking individuals, typically on a volunteer basis, and those really aren't sustainable in the long run economically, or just the technical managerial capacity of people out there repairing water mains that may serve a few cabins or a few homes here or there. Those likely will need to be consolidated too at some point. So the district is, although not actively looking for that, as a community based utility, and we're serving the greater Tuolumne County area, we imagine that there's going to be a demand to consolidate not only our facilities but those of others. And so we did a 30% design with the intention of preparing ourselves to really go after grant funding for the overall project. And the initial phase would be a 3 million gallon a day water treatment plant at Sierra Pines, expandable as needed. If the demands were there, up to 5 million gallons a day. The environmental work is underway, and later this year we'll have a very good grant application package to submit, with the hope of being able to break ground here. Realistically, I mean, we're a few years away. These things take time. They won't take as long as Phoenix Lake, which is the 15-year wait on that project. But we've made great strides really this past year on that front. It's been just a subject of a lot of discussion, and discussion's great. It helps you formulate your priorities and your vision, but it really doesn't translate to anything until you start working out the intimate details of where these facilities will be, how much they'll cost, and how you're going to fund them. And that's really a big milestone that we've crossed over, achieved this past year.
Need to take one more break. We're talking water on this weekend show, joined in studio by Tuolumne Utilities District General Manager Ed Pattison and TUD District Engineer Eric Johnson. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. We'll have our final segment coming up in just a minute.